Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin and to make sure we have representation for all ages, what is the year of your birth?
64.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific? Yes?
I'm black.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Ten.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a little power.
7.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Is it climate change, cost of living and inflation, jobs and the economy, the Israel-Palestine conflict, student loans forgiveness, criminal justice reform or police violence, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, healthcare, immigration, racism and discrimination, or abortion?
Can you go over those again?
Yes, climate change, cost of living and inflation.
Cost of living and inflation is one.
Okay. And the next one? Jobs and the economy, the Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform or police violence, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, healthcare, immigration, racism and discrimination, or abortion?
The jobs one.
The jobs one. The jobs and the economy. So that would be a cost of living and inflation and jobs and the economy.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
5.
Donald Trump.
5.
Kamala Harris.
4.
Joe Biden.
5.
5. And Democrats in Congress.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump? Joe Biden?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm still trying to decide that one.
Oh, so you're undecided. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party or independent candidate?
Probably third party or independent candidates.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I don't know.
Yes, it seems that it doesn't give me that option for this one.
Leave it blank, because I honestly don't know. I'm still going back and forth with that.
Okay. And let's see. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Undecided. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? A Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you very much. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
It's few.
A few.
Few.
Thank you. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Looks out for people like me.
Excuse me?
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? The first one is, looks out for people like me. Would you be much more likely to support it?
Are you saying looks like or looks out for?
Looks out for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, looks out for.
So, would you be much more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat less likely to support that candidate? Much less likely to support the candidate, or it makes no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, secures the border.
Much more likely.
Defends democracy.
What was that word again? The first word?
Defends democracy.
Oh, defend. Much more.
Wants to build Black wealth.
Wants to build
Black wealth.
What, are you saying Black wealth?
Wealth. W-E-A-L-T-H.
Oh, Black wealth. Okay. Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, put people over politics.
Much more likely.
Grows the economy.
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely. You're not going to get anyone to do all of those. That's the problem.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one is too woke.
Depends on what you mean by that word, woke.
Well, we just have is too woke. I don't know. What does it refer to? I suppose it depends on your opinion as well.
Because they have two separate definitions of that word woke, and it depends on what you mean by that. So I would just, I'd put that in the middle. What is that, five?
Five. Okay, thank you. The next one is honest and ethical.
Two.
Wants to build black wealth.
The zero on that one.
The next one is effective and gets things done.
What they want to, sick.
Thank you. The next one is fights racism and discrimination.
Five.
The next one is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Oh, no.
On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that doesn't describe them?
One.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is protect abortion rights.
I think that one is, that would be like a 9.
Thank you very much. Now, next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 in cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
0.
The next one is, as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors, now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
9.
Thank you. The next one is, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available, and as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under the Democratic leadership.
1.
Thank you. The next one is, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
5.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership.
Zero.
Will help me. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one is, sent out $1,400 in cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. But the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Invested $12 billion in food assistance assistance programs like SNAP. Invested Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. And eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers.
The one with the food for the SNAP and the one with the after that? What was the two after that?
Invested in after small businesses?
No. Next one.
Invested in $1.7 billion in affordable housing?
No, that was before, okay. After. Okay. You're going the other way.
Okay. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin
costs.
Yes,
that 25? One. Prescription drugs, okay. Yes.
Thank you. Now, sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't, and that's fine. But once again, we're going to enter a section where we are going to review some of the other answers. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate?
I don't know.
The Democrat? Okay.
I'm still waiting for some Hail Mary come up from somewhere. I don't know.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I will close my eyes. I don't know. I'm pushing a button. I don't know.
That's fine. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
The businesses.
The second one?
The second one. Yeah, the second one.
Thank you.
Invest in the businesses to close the gap. Yes.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
Did you hear me?
Yes. No. I think it cut off. What was your answer?
I said 10.
10. Thank you. The next one is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. I think it cut off again.
No, I'm trying to see what my position is on that.
Okay.
My position as opposed to someone else's rights is two different things. I would say 0, but if they want to do it, you should let them be able to do it. So, 5.
5. Thank you. The next one is, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving up or giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us, providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap.
Now, you're saying that statement as if it happened, not as if they actually did it. So I would say 5.
Thank you. The next one is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, Every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country.
I'm not sure on this one.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, because we are trying to see if the statement is not convincing at all, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or very convincing, on a scale from 0 to 10, where do you fall?
No, not convincing, no. Zero.
Honest. Zero. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
Mm-mm. No, mm-mm. Not convincing at all.
On a scale of 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you very much. Now we just have a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
It's a 10, 9, 10. Yeah, I just don't know who I'm voting for. I'm going to be there. Just don't know who. I got to figure it out.
You said 9, 10. Which one should I choose?
10.
10, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you
7.
Have. Thank you.
Still 7.
And sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. For the final time, I want to ask you, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one on the list is wants to build Black wealth.
I still don't know. 2.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
No. 0.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about your political or your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Under 18, no.
Mm-hmm. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Oh, independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Excuse me?
How would you describe your employment status?
Oh, employed.
Is it full-time, part-time?
It's part-time.
Full-time. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Why do you want to know who I voted for?
I suppose for comparisons, I'm not sure.
Sure.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$65,000.
Thank you very much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
More than once a week.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. You've been very kind. And have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.